It's like a page out of an atlas put on canvas and laid out on the floor so that it can be walked on, objects can be manipulated on it, and the kids can actually literally walk right into geography.
And we talked about this too, that geography is more than just the study of locations and capitals and rivers and so on and so forth. That really it's kind of an understanding of the different cultures of the locations that you're studying.
Yeah, absolutely. And the nice thing about the map is not only do you get the physical geography and the location, but with some of the different activities that are done with it, when Darwin works with the classes, is he brings in the cultural aspect. Today, one of the activities we're working with is based on population, distribution, and density. And he does it in it's a real visual way. So not only do the kids get the verbal, but they also get the visual so that they understand what they're hearing.
I mean, you talk about this as kind of a learning tool that we've heard students learn differently. Some are visual, some are hands-on, some are audio. That is it important to have a tool like this? Because it's more than just you getting up at the whiteboard, writing something up there, or you know, showing a movie to help kind of complement a lesson. I mean, is something like this a unique learning tool?
It is unique, and I guess one of the best ways to measure if something's successful is there's never any behavior problems with these maps because the kids are engaged. And they're so actively involved, and it's so neat visually that they just want to be part of it. They're fascinated by it. They love being on it, and they're learning while they're doing it. And that's like a double win.